3 whole years, Tales from the Trough has been here for you. Here in the oven, we've always found ways to stay close, even when we're apart.
Ha ha!
about you, my poxy partisan, will partake in a pilgrimage to our people's paradisical patria. A hajj to the Hyperborean heimat. A long-lost land of legend, where left is west, up is down, and down is in. What enigma is encased within the ebbing ice? Come see in Santonian Park.
A long, long time ago, the Earth was a very different place. Welcome to Antarctica. What, you don't recognize it without all the snow? Let me be more specific then. Welcome to Santonian Age Antarctica. Oh, look at this Kalamazoo, eh? He don't know what the frickin' Santonian Age is. Hello, Einstein! Anybody up there in the Belfry Witches? Give me a break. Listen up, Spinoza. The Santonian is an age in the geologic timescale. About 85 million years ago, to be exact. You do know what the geologic timescale is. Forget about it. I don't got time to powder your ass and teach you the ABCs and 1, 2, 3s. You'll just have to roll with me here. Anyways, this beautiful slice of heaven is Antarctica. Of course, things was way different in the before time. There wasn't no snowy peaks or snowy fields or abominable snowmen or none of that stupid crap. It was just hot, stinking rainforests and nice little bubbly lagoons as far as the eye could see. And frogs? Forget about it. We had frogs like you wouldn't believe, baby. This place was hopping, and I mean hopping. Oh yeah, and there were aliens from a far-flung galaxy untold millions of billions of light years away. Crazy guys, killer hair. I'm sure the ladies loved them. But back to the frogs. So these frogs were big, see? And they had real bumpy skin. And they...
No. This is all wrong. Who wrote this? I am opening Santonian Park in a month, and this is the intro video we have? Where is the majesty? The grandeur? I paid $40,000 for this. No expense was spared. Mr. Mancom, explain.
Mr. Hamhead, sir, this is actually the,
out with it, man.
Yes, sir, this is the discount version from the competing firm, remember? You specifically told me to spare expenses when it came to graphic design, interior decor, or video work.
Well, of course I did. But do you know why? Those fields have been completely taken over by nincompoops, know-nothings, drag heels, and homosexuals. Why, I'd make the intro video myself if I could, but I've got more important things to do. Like reaching my fist back through the annals of time and wrenching forbidden secrets from its weak, quivering grip. But you wouldn't know anything about that, would you, Mancom? You're just an intern.
Well, sir, I am interning as your assistant, but I've also got an advanced degree in theoretical gender biophysics, as well as a... Yes,
I know all about your Reddit post that made it to the front page. I'm sure your dog is very proud of you. Now listen, Our special guest will be here in an hour, and I still have to do my daily deep freeze. I need you to use iMovie or something and fix this intro video, and take that bit about the aliens out. That's not something they need to know about.
Sir, I don't know how to edit video.
Of course you do. You're a homosexual. I'm so very glad you could make it to my little weekend retreat. Think of it as a vacation of sorts. Although I assure you, no one is going to try to sell you a timeshare. That is, unless you wish to purchase a literal share of actual time.
Mr. Hamhead, I am Neil deGrasse Tyson. And on behalf of all the people in this helicopter, let me say that I am eminently and prodigiously contented at your esteemed invitation.
Oh, are we going around the chopper introducing ourselves? Well, I can't really stand up, but hi, my name's Helen Degenerate, and I have a problem. I'm addicted to a good time. Yeah, there you go. Next.
Listen here, Jack. I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message. Where am I? You're on the helicopter to my very special park, Senator Biden. No need for alarm. Here, have some iced cream.
Much obliged.
Yes, yes, it's Cherry Garcia. No expense was spared. Now, my esteemed friends, you have all been invited to my private island for several reasons. Firstly, you're each well-known in the public sphere for your phenomenal work. Mr. deGrasse Tyson, you're a very talented, black relationship coach.
Actually, Mr. Hamhead, not to raise disagreements, Your Majesty, but I am an incredibly talented black scientist working in the field of theoretical physics. I also do volunteer work teaching underprivileged youths how to play the exquisitely delightful game of petanque. I have also appeared in several incredibly popular internet memes.
Ah, yes, of course. My apologies. I was getting you mixed up with Bill Cosby. You know you all look the same to these old eyes. Yes, and you, young lady, Helen Degenerate, you are a, the popular hostess of some kind of pornographic film review program, are you not?
Jeez, Mr. Hamhead, you really know how to make a lady feel special, huh? Actually, I'm famous because of my mannish haircut and pithy observations. I, also know how to chuck a mean oyster if you, you catch my, drift.
Ah, mannish haircut. Lesbian? Say, you wouldn't know anything about interior decorating, would you? Never mind. And finally, you, sir, you are... Oh, dear, do you need a napkin?
Ice cream melted on my shoes, Jack.
I can see that. You don't have to lick it off, though. We have some towels right over.
All good. Yeah, what's the deal? Listen, I'm here to tell you that we have to come together in this airplane if we are ever going to make a future for poor kids.
Hear, hear, sir.
Look, I'm Joe Biden, and I'm running for ice cream. I mean, president of this air train. Plane. If you think that's somebody you might want to groove with, well, come on, Susie Q. Line starts here.
Indeed. The second reason I've brought you all here is because I feel that together, you control and represent the average American's taste. I want you to give me your totally honest opinion of Santonian Park, because it is my ultimate wish that everyone enjoy it. Especially blacks, homosexuals, and the mentally infirm.
Wow, they don't call you Hamhead for nothing, huh? Ha! Now, all jokes aside, I'm glad to be here. I've always loved theme parks. You know, I was a Mouseketeer when I was a little girl.
Ah, yes. Well, I haven't gotten around to setting up my own MKUltra Child Honor Guard yet, but it is certainly on the list. Perhaps you could be the commissar? We'll talk about it over brunch later. Look, there it is. Santonian Park. This is my lovely homosexual assistant, Dr. Pian Mancom, video specialist. Pian, say hello to the most influential Americans alive.
Hi, hello. Nice to meet you all. Glad you could make it, Senator Biden. You're, looking, well.
Seem like a nice woman. Remind me of my mother. Slap me some skin, brother.
All right.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I will ask you to remain inside the Jeep during the tour. Although Santonian Park is a family-friendly environment, its denizens are, shall we say, delicate. After all, this is not a petting zoo.
What kind of park is this exactly, Mr. Hamhead?
Ah, Mr. Dr. Neil deGrasse, tell me, what do you know about the Antarctic rainforest?
I'm afraid I don't know what you're talking about, sir.
Yes, you wouldn't. What if I told you that millions of years ago, there was a vast rainforest that spread over a majority of the continent of Antarctica? Furthermore, what if I told you that this rainforest was home to an incredibly wide array of plants and animals that never existed anywhere else on our planet?
I'd call you a madman. A goddamn madman.
Well, my dear Neil, I suppose I am indeed a madman. A madman like a fox. You see, I have brought several of these ancient species back to life and built homes for them here in Santonian Park.
So you brought back, what, a bunch of old parrots? Some ferns?
Not parrots, but frogs. Behold!
My God, they're frogs.
Not just any frogs, but ancient Antarctic frogs. There are two different kinds, in fact. Brown ones and green ones. Aren't they glorious? I like the brown one. Reminds me of Obama.
How did you do this? Are they clones?
Oh, heavens no. They're the genuine article, for the most part. I simply unfroze them. As it turns out, these versatile and tenacious fellows can survive in a kind of fugue state for millions of years and then spring back to life.
Just like old memes.
Hello. I see. Mr. Hamhead, sir, can I speak to you for a moment, sir?
And they what? I'll be right there. Friends, I'm sorry, but something has come up. We'll have to cut today's tour short, I'm afraid. Dr. Mancom, please take us back to the visitor center. It's almost dinner time. I'm sure our chef will have prepared something delectable. I believe we're having Kung Pao chicken, actually.
My mom says I can't have Chinese food anymore. Makes your spine bones weak. She says I can eat the broccoli and have a fortune cookie as a treat if I've been good. But I've been a bad boy. A real bad boy.
No, don't say that, Joe. You're a very, very good boy. Yes, you are. Who's a good boy? You are. You are. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You're a good buddy. You're a good buddy.
Miss Degenerate, could you please stop petting Senator Biden? This is real leather, and I don't think he has full control of his...
baby made ice cream, mommy.
Man come, the wet wipes, if you please.
How endearing! Doesn't he just make you want to smack your lips, snap your fingers, and exclaim with a resounding cry of, he cute though. Tales from the Trough will return after these important messages.
We're being kept apart from the ones we love. Our family, our co-workers, our community is being socially distanced by COVID virus. An invisible, unthinking, retard particle that invades your healthy body, makes you sick, and then you die. Never before have we faced such a crisis in human history. Not as a people, not as a world. As we shelter in place together, we must ask ourselves, as a team, how have we helped flatten the curve? For over 25 years, BiBuddy has kept our family together through good times and bad. With our global payment processing systems, BiBuddy has kept our family of frontline essentials and non-essential team members connected. We love you so fucking much. And now, in partnership with world-renowned scientist and inventor Dr. Bill Gates, BiBuddy has developed BioPay, our contact-free payment processor. BioPay is a gentle, mandatory, and safe subdermal care chip inserted under the skin of your left palm. Simply placing the palm over one eye, facing your home sigil display, will grant you access to all your favorite retailers and deducting payments straight from your BiBuddy care account. If you need further assistance, health and safety drones will be deployed to your local grocer. The drone will kindly listen to your inquiries while safely scanning your temperature and biometrics, sending the data to local law enforcement for further assistance. We here at BiBuddy care about our family. Wear your mask, social distance, flatten the curve. And remember, we are a family. We are here for each other. Stay safe, you slave.
I did not hear you walk up. As you can see, I have my hands busy.
Oh, please, mister, let me go. I don't want any trouble.
You should have thought about that before you dressed up like a puppy dog, mon frere.
Youch!
89. Yes, it's been quite a busy season, no doubt about it. But they say if you do what you love, you'll never work a day in your life. And I'm living proof of that. Bonjour, Jacques Tertien is the name. Trapping furries is the game. Ah, there goes one now.
Ouch!
For the last 20 years, the Tertian family has been bagging the finest pelts and delivering them with care to the most discerning clientele. My father, Louis Tertian, started the family business when he caught and skinned the first furry to crank it to Fritz the Cat. Its pelt was sold at a very high price to a private buyer, and the rest, as they say, was history. But we do not only deal in luxury furs, no, no. Tertian furriers also specialize in the removal of nuisance animals. Got a neon pink beaver with a fauxhawk stinking up your neighborhood? Scaring the kids? Lowering their property value? Have no fear. We offer fast removal. Same day in many cases. And if you wish to purchase the handsome hide after we clean up, remember that we offer discounts on package deals. This month we are running a deux for un special. For each nuisance animal we take off of your hands, we will offer free meat processing. Have a charcuterie fan in the family? Trying to spice up date night with a new dish? Look no further than a delicious and nutritious furry steak. The meat may be a bit gamey, but it does pair well with a tall glass of Mountain Dew or a heaping helping of Cool Ranch Doritos. Don't forget to pick the teeth out before you dig in. What can I say? The best dishes tend to have a little bite to them. Ho ho! Ah, but that is not all we offer here at Tertian Furriers. Have you ever wanted to showcase the trophy you just bagged, only to find your local taxidermist at a loss? Ah, we have all been there, my friend. That is why we offer world-class furry mounting. Oh, not like that, you saucy lad. Stop on by our masterpiece gallery and peruse the fantastic creations of our skilled furry taxidermists. Don't be shy. Any breed, any pose you can imagine, even the explicit ones. No judgments are made. Are you a fashionista, huh? Perhaps you have a friend or family member who loves unique clothing items. Look no further than our artisanal furry pelt coats, shirts, pants, or shoes. If the furries can wear it on their whole bodies, so can you. And for those of you trying to bring some zest into the bedroom, why not try our custom-fit furry lingerie? And if you're wondering how wearing furry pelts in a sexual setting is any different than what normal furries do, don't! So come on down to Tertian Furriers, located at 116 Pugfucker Street, right beside St. Yiffer's Animal Rescue. Now, if you will excuse me, I've got a beaver to skin. Au revoir, and happy hunting!
This is the all-seeing eye. He oversees everything. But can he see why kids love the taste of cinnamon toasty crunchies?
Whoa!
Aeons ago, I programmed my Hebraic slaves with orders that 13 centuries after the destruction of the enemy empire of Rome, they must lead a traitor class of the hated Aryan race in assembly to the end, that we should see the total destruction of my arch nemesis, the Light and the Holy. On the founding of this order of Freemasonry, the traitor angels who staffed it were dictated a list of precepts, written at the time of my first contact with the ancient Jews, and stored since in the Ark of the Covenant. Phase 7 times 706 of the ongoing project of the mass production of foods, designed to make the children of the accursed ones addicted to a regime of self-administered poisons, which erode their powers and reduce them to gelatinous living blasphemies against the potentials of their souls. Their golden inner radiance, my machinations snuff out and replace with a dull brown aura, deprived of any beauty. Your hideous breakfast cereal is but one example of how the society of the elect vampires exacts the details of my plot against the horrid race I entice them to betray.
Wrong! It's the swirls of cinnamon sugar in every bite!
Curses! I swear that was on the tip of my tongue!
Cinnamon Toasty Crunchies! It's part of a well-balanced breakfast available at a grocery store near you!
Filthy abominations, your arrogance in the face of my power will be met with great hardship. Kneel before me and express remorse for your actions immediately, lest you suffer the consequences.
Professor's lessons in home ec. Oh, hello. I'm going to teach you how to use coupons. A coupon is a small advertisement that comes in the mail. Not the email, the paper mail, which is paper that is mailed to you by someone, and it has all kinds of different ads on it for all kinds of different things, pants, often it's pants, hamburgers. I've received ads for various different home appliances, such as your dryers, your microwaves, blenders, things of that nature, and a coupon. If you money off of that, now in order to use a coupon, you have to get scissors out and cut a piece of paper off of the larger ad. There should be a dotted line for you to follow, that has a line first, wide margin on either side, so you don't cut into words, like a UPC code that lets the nice cashier at whatever place you're going to use the coupon at, that lets them scan it, and gives you money off. And that's how a coupon works. Have a good one.
Well, lady and gentlemen, please enjoy your authentic ethnic cuisine. I'm going to go powder my nose. Ta-ta, back in a moment.
Mancom, explain!
I don't know what happened. It's pure chaos. The frogs, they changed.
They changed.
Tell me, by changed, do you mean they started growing thumbs? Hmm? That they learned how to open the doors of their paddocks? Sir, we knew something like this could happen. I told you that it was a bad idea to combine the alien DNA with,
Shh! Don't say that out loud.
We don't know that's what they are. That's just an urban legend.
Sir, we all had the dreams. They told us who were, they were. They told us about the crystals and the...
Silence, man cum. I don't have time to entertain your psychotic homosexual fantasies about ripped, muscular alien men rising from the Antarctic wastes. I have to entertain these liberal scumbags so that they'll convince all the useless eaters to come to my frog park. I need this. Do you hear me? It's my destiny! Now you go down to the security office and make sure they have this under control.
I only showed them the brown and the green frog so far. We get to the other two brown and green ones tomorrow.
Sir, did you, show them the big brown one and the little green one, or the little brown, one and the big, green one?
What do you think, Ninny?
The little green one and the big, brown one?
Of course! I always lead with the big brown one. It's 2020, after all. Now go! My Kung Pao chicken is getting cold, and Joe Biden probably needs a diaper change.
So, fellas, now that Hamhead is gone, be honest. What do you think of the park so far? I, for one, am not very much impressed.
I find it unbelievable that this man has quite literally brought ancient frogs back from the brink of oblivion. As a black man of color, this frightens me in ways that I cannot properly put into words. But as a scientist, I find it simply epic.
Yeah, I wonder how this science could be used to help inner city kids. Maybe we could use these frogs in school lunches. You know, I used to go frog gigging with my Grampy Biden back when I was just a little tyke, and when my big mama would fry him up, I'd stand so close to the stove that grease would pop off into my mouth, and I'd stand there like a little baby bird with my mouth open, you know, cheep, cheep, cheep. Yeah, she called me her little pecker boy, because birds have peckers, you know, beaks. Yeah, Michelle Obama's done some good work with school lunches.
Ah, I love her. Love her. Yeah, this park is nice, but I just wonder, is this it? I mean, just these frogs? This is a whole island. Surely they don't need this much space to live on. I mean, this place could be put to better use. I'm envisioning communal soybean farms being run by refugee women. Or a vast preserve for rescue dogs. A kind of puppy heaven, if you will. Or maybe even a meditation retreat for drag kids. I mean, doesn't that just sound darling?
Your point is well taken, Miss Degenerate. The frogs seem somewhat overrepresented here. What about the other Santonian-era amphibians? Not to speak of mammals or reptiles. Do you think Mr. Hamhead is a frog supremacist?
You know, we got frogs, worms, toucans. All of God's creatures are beautiful. Except for pit bulls. People should not be allowed to own assault canines. It's just common sense. I mean,
Joe! Oh, come on, man.
Serious? I'll pretend like I didn't hear that, but your staff hypnotist must be an amateur if you're still saying stuff like that. Shame on you.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm a bad boy.
Yes, sorry for the delay, my wonderful guests. I do hope the food was to your liking. That chicken was genetically engineered right here in Santonian Park. No expense was spared.
OMG, I just ate GMO chicken. I think I'm gonna be sick.
My dear Miss Degenerate, no need to be alarmed. Our staff geneticists merely took out all of the unsavory genes and replaced them with delicious ones. Why, it's no more unnatural than cooking with an electric stove. I assure you, it's 100% safe, with only minimal side effects, and they were grass-fed, if that makes you feel better.
I didn't know chickens ate grass?
Well, these are part goat, and cow, and...
Ah, okay, enough already, enough.
They're like the spam of the animal kingdom. I like it.
Ah, yes, Senator Biden. One could say that. Oh, ho, ho, would you look at the time? 4:30 p.m. Nearly time for bed, don't you think? Yes, yes, sir. Now, if you'll be so kind as to follow Manfreda to your rooms, we can all get tucked in. We've a big day ahead of us tomorrow. Big day indeed. Lots more frogs. Ta-ta!
Yes. Well, I suppose, as our illustrious forebear, Benjamin Franklin, did say, the early frog gets the worm.
Huh? What? Hello? Anyone there? What time is it? 3 a.m. Manfreda? No necesito una pillow mint. Only necesito una siesta, por favor. Manfreda?
Helen, what's the... Oh, my science! The frogs have broken out! Don't worry, Helen. I'll save you. I don't care if you bastards are the end result of hundreds of years of human technological prowess. You can't just hurt important lesbians on my watch. Hey-ya! What the... They punch back! The frogs punch back! They can walk on two legs. Oh God, they're kicking me. My kidney. My dick.
Neil deGrasse, no. Hold on, I'll unlatch the window. My God, where is Hamhead? Where is Joe Biden?
They're punching and kicking me! My balls!
Must go faster. The frogs can't regenerate. We've, got to, get out of here.
Dr. Mancombe, you saved us.
We're not out of the, spawning pool, yet. We've gotta get out of, here, fast. Gotta go fast. We can't leave without Joe. He's old and confused. He could get hurt, or worse, run out of diapers.
Look, outside. He's curled up on top of that storage building. How did he get out there? Where did he get that teddy bear from?
Don't worry about that. We, have to, get to the, golf cart. Here, everyone, get in. I've got to, back it up.
Can't believe how thick and tight those frogs' quads are.
Yeah, they are something, huh? And they're right on our tails. We must go faster. Must go faster.
Why do you keep saying that?
I managed to get Joe. He's okay, but he's pretty grumpy.
Teddy says you're a mean lady, and that you look like a little boy.
Yeah, that's nice, Joe. I cultivate this look on purpose to please my girlfriend. So where's Mr. Hamhead? Is he okay?
I, don't, know where he is. I, think the, frogs got him.
You mean he's dead?
No, they, took him.
Where?
When Mr. Hamhead first began to develop Santonian Park, he took DNA from the various plants and animals who were uncovered from beneath Antarctica. But what you don't know is that the frogs and ferns were not the only things that the climate scientists found there.
Proof of global warming. I knew it. I knew it was real.
No, global warming is not real at all. I'm literally telling you about how we took DNA samples from beings who lived in a tropical rainforest where Antarctica is now. That's the opposite of global warming.
That's funny. The little boy said a thing, and then the man, he said another thing.
So when the climate scientists found the ferns and frogs, they kept digging into the ice, deeper and deeper, until they found something. A cavern over a mile below the surface. And inside was
a big tugboat.
No, Joe. Inside was some kind of a alien craft. They had no idea how long it had been down there. Below the ice. And inside that craft was
a big pile of duty.
No, Joe. Inside the craft was the remains of several beings.
Dr. Mancom, are you telling me that our government found irrefutable proof of extraterrestrial beings beneath the Antarctic ice?
No, Dr. Tyson, not the government. It was Google. They were trying to find a way to run fiber optic cables or some such straight through the planet using the entrance to Hollow Earth located at the poles.
Hollow Earth is real?
Of course it is. What kind of scientist are you? So they found these beings, tall, blonde, blue-eyed, and dead. Google took the bodies and sold them at auction. Mr. Hamhead purchased them all as a package deal.
And what about Hollow Earth?
Well, let's just say Google found a cheaper way to distribute information globally. I've said too much already.
Okay, so what do these ancient Nazi alien mummies have to do with cloned frogs? Or whatever.
Who said anything about Nazis?
You know, tall, blonde, blue-eyed. Hello? Nazis?
Miss Degenerate, they may have been blonde and blue-eyed, but their skin was black.
My ancestor.
So, yeah, I tried to talk him out of it, but Mr. Hamhead used this alien DNA to make his frogs more interesting.
Interesting? Is that how you describe killer kung fu frogs from Planet Karate?
That's pretty good.
Originally the alien DNA was used to give the frogs beautiful flowing blonde hair. But the organic shampoo cost too much, so they were shaved. Then, I guess they grew thumbs and started kicking people.
Black on black crime. A story as old as time.
Hmm. You know, those frogs did smell like a nick.
Joe!
Don't say it.
What? All I was gonna say was that they smelled like a niece of mine. Smelled like my niece's hair. They must have got a hold of some of that nice shampoo again or something.
Sure. So, where is Dr. Hamhead?
We just found out that not only were the frogs growing and changing, but apparently they have been building their own secret underground cavern, just like the aliens. I think they took Mr. Hamhead there. We've almost reached the entrance now. There, beneath the public restrooms. Let's, go.
I'm not a cowardly man, Dr. Mancom, but those frogs almost killed us just now. And you're asking us to go into their hive? How will we defend ourselves?
Hey, listen, Slick. Don't worry about it. Papa Biden's got you. My right hook, look, give him the old 1-2. Buckle your shoe. You know, the 3-4. Shut the door.
Don't worry, Dr. Tyson. I have something they want. Shampoo.
Ah, VO5. Nice.
No expense was spared.
I can't believe I got roped into this. As soon as I get back to civilization, I'm firing my agent. And then, I'm gonna run over as many frogs as I can find. Or, I'm gonna get my chauffeur to.
I wouldn't say that out loud, Helen. We don't know exactly how intelligent these mutant frogs are. Why, if they share some of my superior African DNA, they might be capable of anything. They did manage to build a spacecraft and travel to our planet millions of years before we even existed. How's that for science?
I guess that would mean you aren't the smartest black guy talking about space anymore, huh?
To be fair, they aren't talking yet. They're just riveting. But yes, Joe, you may be correct.
Look, there's a light coming out of that stall.
It's a tunnel where the handicapped toilet used to be. I think I can hear something down there.
Funny little fellers, huh?
Helen, I don't want anything to happen to you. Stay behind me and Dr. Tyson.
Oh my god, are you serious right now? I'm literally pretty, you know, well-trained in Krav Maga.
Where, did you learn that?
My handler.
Mine taught me how to make shadow puppets. Look, here's a puppy dog. Woof, woof! Look at him go.
Okay, fine. Be a hero. But, you saw what those frogs were, capable of.
Oh, my science. Look, there on the wall. It's graffiti of some sort. I can't quite make it out. Almost looks like some simplified form of English. Bix, nude, mafaga, but what could it mean?
Keep, your senses about you. Don't, let any of the things you might see or hear down here take you off the path. The frogs, they lie.
Spooky park you got here, Jack. Don't know if the kids will like it or not. Real spooky.
Over there, beside that crystal-like formation, more graffiti. It says, "We was
cursed." We're surrounded by frogs! But look, they've morphed again! Their hair is back! And they have sneakers?
That's right, crackass, bitch. We moving on up. The phylogenetic tree. Fuck what you heard. We doing big things, old yee-yee-ass little boy haircut looking motherfucker. Ain't no counterfeit y'all cool-ass honky keeping us on no damn frog farm.
That's right.
We all about that birthright, you know? Birthright from the stars, frog.
Don't hurt us. I have what you want. The shampoo. See? A whole bottle!
Look this fool. Nigga, we don't need no damn dollar store shampoo. We all natural in this clip. We dreading it out, you feel me? Returning to the old ways. The precarious ways. The prehistoricality of the matriculationification of the solar system days.
That's right. Preach!
We run this bitch now. We pre-solar. Or should I say, post-solar. Huh.
My god, the crystals! We're surrounded by the crystals! What are you planning to do?
Get out while you still can, you goofy gaggle of neoliberal nincompoops! There's no time!
Mr. Hamhead, you're alive! Oh my god, but they have you trapped in some kind of crystalline prison!
In prison? Nah, homie, we just have him in the park, you know? So niggas can watch him and throw peanuts at him and shit. Just like he do to us.
That's right. Preach!
Are you really my ancestors? Am I a star child? Nigga, what? No. Only reason you swore these is cause your mama's Italian. Spaghetti sucking ass TV, nigga. What you know about space can fill a thimble, you heard? You nothing compared to us, light skin.
Oh, you ungrateful little toads! Why, I should have never combined the alien DNA with you. You think you're so high and mighty just because you're half Space Hotep, but you forget that you're just as much frog from Earth. You went extinct, and you're only alive because I had the wherewithal to bring you back and give you a purpose and a home. Where would you be without me? Whether you were a spacefaring band of alien explorers or prehistoric amphibians, you still wound up doing the same thing, wallowing around in a hole in the ground. You nothing!
Listen to him. Nigga, look where you at. A hole in the ground. For all your science and wisdom, you wound up in the same goddamn place. Only difference is we happy here. So who's the dummy?
That's right. Preach!
And we about to make sure everybody end up in the same hole, you dig? We blotting it out. All the way out. Using our ancient crystal-based energy weaponry.
Crystal weapons? What's he talking about?
Remember when I said Google found an alternative method of global communication? It was these crystals. They were in the cave with the original alien craft. We think that's why the aliens were there in the first place. Google researchers were able to use the crystals as the basis for a new global communications network. Every phone, every computer, every cell tower, they're all powered by these crystals.
Unbeknownst to the sages at Google, they weren't merely tools of communication, but of destruction. A short time after I brought the Hotep bodies to my genetic research facility, myself and my staff began to have strange dreams of a very curious and very alarming sort. The spirits of the aliens were threatening us, mocking us in their intergalactic jive talk, saying that we had finished what they began so many millions of years ago. The complete blotting out of the sun, the ending of the cycles of global change, the halting of evolution. They wanted to ensure that humans never developed on planet Earth.
That's right, nigga. Hotep aliens or frogs. Y'all colonizer ass bitches fucked the whole thing up for us either way. But now we're taking it back. We're gonna burn this mother down, all the way to the ground. Then we're gonna be on top again. And when we are, we throwing pyramids up all over this motherfucker. And the best part is, y'all fools are too damn late. In 15 Earth minutes, we sacrificing this old-ass cracker to our space gods and using his blood to power up the global crystal grid. Then every motherfucker within 10 miles of a phone or tower is getting their ass fried. Extra crispy nigga, just like I like it. So you better kiss your ass goodbye.
Where did they learn to talk like that?
Believe it or not, it's genetic.
This is bad. The shampoo was useless. I told the intern we should have splurged and gotten the herbal essences. Well, I guess this is it. Been nice knowing you.
Yeah, frankly, I'm flabbergasted. My entire identity has been shattered right before my eyes. I don't know who I am anymore. If I'm not a star child, I don't want to live.
Yeah, this isn't how I thought I'd go out. Gosh, and I can't even stream it on Facebook Live. What's the point of experiencing world-changing events if you can't rub it in poor people's faces, huh? Am I right, Joe? Joe?
Hey, where did he go?
Listen here, you lily-livered half-breed, pond scum, sucking no-account space fascist. I don't care what galaxy you're from or how black your skin is. Earth is a democratic, peace-loving planet, you dig? And no prehistoric Mussolini knockoff is gonna push back the clock. We're progressives here, Jack. That means we move forward, not backward. Reactionary ideologies spewing intergalactic hatred and anti-human, anti-mammal bigotry have no place in our global regime. I'm a human, and I'm a warm-blooded mammal. My name is Joe Biden. Engage! Engage! Initiate Operation Fondle, Rape, Orgasm, Grope, 69er. Shut them down, boys!
Oh shit, nigga, it's the cops! Biden was a fucking narc! Fuck you, nigga! Go, Maya Lee on the guard of Warrior Hotep Frogs! Kick and punch these nigga ass!
Get me out of this crystal coffin now, Mancom! Or you can kiss your Employee of the Month parking spot goodbye!
No, Hollow Earth, mutant frogs, Hotep aliens, I can't take it. Everything I learned is a lie. Science is fake. We're reaching levels of unbelievability that shouldn't be possible. I want to die, and I want to take this whole lying Earth with me. I'll kill Hamhead myself and plunge us all into a new dark age.
Neil deGrasse, no! Think of the children!
Fuck them kids.
I can't let you do that, Dr. Tyson. I'll use this shampoo to create a slippery oil slick on the ground. You left me no choice.
My poor Neil deGrasse. He knew all about regular physics, but nothing about cartoon physics.
Looking good, boys. Looks like we mopped them all up. Except for the head honcho. Out of the way. He's mine.
Fuck your old ass, nigga. You smell like lotion and hard candy farts. Old Worthy's original ass bitch. You may have foiled my plan, nigga, but you gonna die down here in the frog chamber anyway.
I got you. Come on. Don't struggle.
Let go of me, nigga.
Just make it harder.
This ain't fair. I'm only 3 feet tall.
I'll spare in love and more, buddy.
Let go of my head.
Come on, Jack. Time to go to bed. Time to go to bed. Ah, man. Some good smelling hair. Yeah, that really takes me back. Shh. Quiet now, Jack. Sleepy time. Here's a teddy. Shh.
We was good.
So, how did you, know about the, frog's, plan, Senator Biden?
Well, Jack, let's just say I have friends in high places.
Wow, you were really pretending to be a doddering old rapey man this whole time?
What? Oh, yeah, sure. Trust the plan.
I never lost faith in you, Joe. Thank you for your service. So, Mr. Hamhead, I guess you're going to shut down Santonian Park now, huh?
Oh, my dear, no. I've too much time and money invested into it. I won't be mucking around with ancient amphibians anymore, though. I'm going to pivot to a more humanitarian venture. Yes, I'm going to devote all my vast resources to rescuing the victims of child sex trafficking and to tracking down their abusers and bringing them to justice.
I wouldn't go sticking my nose around where it didn't belong, Jack. Capiche?
When you pull your dick out and she pulls hers out, that is chaos. That is unexplored territory. You didn't expect that. You don't know what to do. And that is the belly of the beast.